好，今天呢，今天早上有，这个新的两个弟兄姐妹跟我们分享一下他们的一些见证，也借此机会来认识他们。
So this morning we will have two of our brothers and sisters to come and share with us their experience and they are new in us, so we can also have a chance to get to know them.
在此之前，我先讲一个短短的见证，但是呢，非常的激动人心。
But before that, I'm going to share one of my experience, but it's a very short story, but it's very exciting.
在 Kansas, 就是说，有一个晴雨炉敬拜殿的中文部的主任叫尼高勒蔡，前两年呢得了癌症，非常严重，差点去世啊。那昨天呢，在前天，在我们牧者聚会的时候，他发了一个信，他去这个检查癌症的时候呢，大夫发现所有的细胞完全没有。
So Nicole 是 Nicole 吗？叫 Nicole 吗
？Nicole
Chai, so she is one of the leaders in the worship team in my Biko's church. So she had a cancer a couple years ago and quite severe cancer as well. But yesterday in our group meeting, she wrote a letter to us saying that she went back to the doctor and all her cells are clear of cancer.
就是护士大夫都觉得非常的吃惊，就是一个 miracle。其实他这几年都在死亡线上的挣扎，但是呢。有世界各地的弟兄姐妹都在为她祷告。
So she was on her deathbed for the last couple of years, but yesterday the doctors and the nurses were amazed and saying that it was a miracle. So brother and sister from all around the world has been praying for her constantly in the past couple of years.
所以感谢主，主是一个非常信实的主啊，也是行神迹的主。所以我们来依靠他。
So praise the Lord, let us depend on Him. He is the God of miracles.
那我们请蓉蓉姐妹，蓉蓉姐妹在吗？你先做一些分享。下面何浩在。
So we're gonna ask Sister 蓉蓉 to share with us.
是不是她还没上来？蓉蓉可能没上来。
So she's probably not on yet.
何浩，你上来了吗？他们都答应要做见证，可能还没上来。
So
没事，我们先讲到，先讲到完了以后，
Okay, so they are not on the Zoom meeting yet. So we will wait for him, and we will share the message first.
好，今天我们呢继续来讲这个，我们要听声音。
So today we continue on the topic of how to listen to the voice of the Lord.
那我们讲这些题目呢，最主要的不是要来听，我们听一些道，而是要来我们怎么样来真正进入这样一个与神真实的这样一个关系里面去。
So the reason why we share this message is not just for you to listen to a message only, but rather how we can enter into a relationship with our God.
今天那我们要讲就是说即便是你非常的爱主，你对神的话语理解的非常的清楚，你非常有志向，非常的愿意传福音，非常的热爱主，你还是要来听圣灵的带领。
So even if you know thoroughly on the scriptures, even if you are very good at telling people about the good news, still you have to listen to the voice of our Lord.
那我们听不听从圣灵的带领，还是听从我们自己的判断呢？将来的结果，这个路啊，会有天壤之别，你的命运和命定都会有天壤之别。
So whether you are following your own voice or following the voice of the Holy Spirit, your destiny, your callings, and your life will be completely end up in a different spectrum.
今天我们翻开《使徒行传》16章。
So today we're gonna turn to Book of Acts, chapter 16.
16章的背景呢，就是保罗，使徒保罗在他第二次的布道旅程里面呢，就经过亚细亚，就是现在土耳其那一带呢，就是往北上，就是继续的传福音。
So, the background is when Paul was on his second, mission trips. So he was in Asia. He was passing Asia. So, the place called Asia is the south of Persia. 啊，是这吗？土耳其 ，Turkey。
那我们就读一下这段经文，我们再讲，就是第十六章第六节到第十节。
So we'll read the scripture first, chapter 16, from verse 6 to 10?
10, yes.
Okay.
我来读中文，完了以后，安娜来读英文。圣灵既然禁止我，他们在亚细亚讲道，他们就经过律夫加、加拉太一带地方，到了明西亚的边界，他们先要帮，逼推尼去，耶稣的灵却不许，他们就越过明西亚，下到特洛亚去。在夜间有异象显于保罗，有一个马其顿人仗着求他说，请你过到马其顿来帮助我。保罗既看见这一象，他们虽忌，想要往马其顿去，以为神召我们传福音给那里的人听。好，安娜来读一下英文。
Book of Acts 16, verse 6 to 10, Paul and his companion travel throughout the region of Phrygia. and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. When they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to, so they passed by Mysia and went down to Troas. During the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. After Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them.
那这段经文完了以后呢，保罗就进入了这个 Macedonia, 就是希腊。希腊世界帮了进入这个就建立了这个腓立比教会、帖塞罗尼迦教会、哥林多教会，进入雅典，就进入了希腊的世界。
So after that, Paul went to Macedonia, meaning that he entered into the Greek communities. So after that, he built churches in Colossians and what else?
Philippines.
Philippines, okay. Yes.
Yeah, and Corinthian.
Corinthian, okay.
Yeah. 那这里呢，就是讲到这个地方，大家可能没有太大兴趣，但是呢，非常的重要。就是这里讲到一个地方叫做逼腿尼，逼腿尼，他是想要往逼腿尼去的。那逼腿尼是什么地方呢？
So there are a few places that was mentioned, but even though you may not be very interested in these places, but it's quite important. So there is a place that it was mentioned, Bithynia. So why is it important? Bithynia?
那这样讲，就是说保罗呢，当时就说他呢，想要往比推尼呢，就是说沿着黑海呢往东走。他要往东边去传福音，但是呢，神要让他往西边去马其顿，就是往西走。
So, Paul wants to go to the east. So, Bithynia is on the east side. So, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, want him to go to the west. So, Macedonia is the west.
那这件事情呢，就决定了人类几千年的命运，因为福音呢就传到了西方，没有传到东方。
So it actually can determine the future of the coming futures because then the gospel went to be preached in the western side, not on the east.
因着保罗在这个希腊世界还有罗马这样一个传福音呢，就很快福音就进入了欧洲。那接着欧洲文明的复兴呢，就传遍了世界。
So because Paul brought the message to the Greeks. So it was quickly spread out through the Europe. So after that, from Europe to the world.
那我们可能有一个问题，为什么神不让他往东走呢？往东去必推你，就是往东走呢？
So you may have a question. So how come why the Lord stopped him from going to the east?
而且保罗是很想往东走的。
And indeed, Paul really wanted to go to the east instead.
那往东去了哪里呢？去了就是，这个必推尼呢，就是就在往东再上去就是亚美尼亚、阿塞拜疆，如果再往北就进入苏联，如果再往东呢就进入这个伊拉克、伊朗，完了进入印度、尼泊尔。
So if the message went through Bithynia, so that means if you go a little bit north, you will go into Russia, or if you go a little bit to the south, you will enter into the Middle East, India, and places like that.
那我们想着那多好啊，就福音先传到我们中国来多好。
It would be great if it were like that. So the message, I mean, the gospel would be quickly entered into the Chinese.
但是我们今天如果从今天这个角度看的话呢，就是说神的做法真的是非常有智慧，非常的奇妙。那当时保罗是不太明白。
So even though Paul did not understand why the Lord leading him to the east and west instead, but if you look at today, you will see that it was a very wise decision by the Lord to lead him this way.
当然就是我首先要讲呢，就是保罗的想法呢，跟神的想法其实是有很大区别的。你要知道，保罗是一个非常爱神的人，但是在做具体的事情上，他其实有很大的差别的。
So one thing I want to stress is that even though Paul loved the Lord, and his decisions and his thinkings is very different from what the Lord wants.
那这不是说他不爱主，不顺服主，而是说人，每一个人都有他自己的想法。
It doesn't mean he doesn't love the Lord, it's that each individual wants to have his own mind.
正是因为他非常爱主，所以才要往东走。
Because he loved the Lord, that's why he wanted to go to the east.
那我们看看保罗为什么往东走呢？我们现在其实不能去猜想保罗当时的动机，这样有时候我们猜想呢是不太公平的。就像我们今天，来去断定一个人的动机，他为什么做这个事，这是不公平的。但是呢，我们就根据圣经里面留的一些记载呢，我们来看看保罗为什么往东走。
So even though we cannot truly understand why he wanted to go to the east, because we cannot know someone's motive, but we want to go to scripture and try to understand why Paul wanted to go to the east in the first place.
那我们讲呢，就说保罗有他自己的思想，他是非常的爱主，因着爱主，他要往东走。但是呢，神的意思是他不能往东走，这个是今天我要讲的主题，就是说他跟随神的那个命运和结果。完全不一样。
So, this is the message I want to share today. So, Paul, loving the Lord, has his own mind. He wanted to go to the east, but the Lord wanted him to go to the west. So, the decision that he makes has a significant impact on his destiny.
那我们翻开罗马书十五章二十节，我们看看就是保罗为什么要往东走。
So we'll turn to Romans chapter 15, verse 20, and to try to understand how, why he wanted to go to the east.
那我们读一下，就是说，我立了志向，不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音，免得建造在别人的根基上。
So 15 verse 20, it has always been my ambition to preach the gospel where Christ was not known, so that I would not be building on someone else's foundation.
因为保罗他明白自己的呼召，他是一个使徒的呼召，要向那些不毛之地呢去开垦处女地，就是向没有人传过福音的地方去传。
So Paul is an apostle. His calling is to preach the gospel to places that has never heard about the Christ before.
那事实上呢，当时因着第一次的布道旅程呢，已经由他的一些门徒开始献息传福音了。他有可能想呢，他既然他们献息，我就献东就可以了。他就可能有这样的想法，就是我要把福音赶快传遍地极。
So it's probably because on the first mission trip, he already had disciples on the west side. So those disciples was probably already preaching the gospel in the west side. So that's why, so we were thinking that's why he wanted to go to the east instead. So that he wanted to preach the gospel as quickly as possible to people that are known of God.
我们在圣经里面知道，事实上呢，在西方有一些教会不是保罗建立的，比如说罗马的教会就不是保罗所建立的，可能是他的门徒或者别人不知道，但是他写了书信给他。
So we knew that in the western side of the world, some churches were not built by Paul, probably by his apostle, for example, the church in Rome.
比如说那个时候，圣经里面提到一个人叫做亚波罗，他非常的会讲圣经，也信耶稣了，但是不知道是谁给他传的福音，他就在希腊世界，在这个格林多一带。
So for example, the Bible mentioned about Apollos, so a guy who is so good in preaching. So he was, it never mentioned how he got to know the gospel, but it just mentioned that he was very good in building churches in the west side.
所以保罗的志向呢，作为一个使徒，就是他非常的爱主，他要把福音传到从来没有人听过的地方去。
So for Paul, his mission was to preach the gospel to places where people have not heard of.
所以呢，他可能当时就决定要往东走。
So that was probably why he wanted to go to the east instead.
那另外我们看看这个《使徒行传》二十章二十四节。
So let's turn to Book of Acts, chapter 20.
Yeah, yeah. 二十章二十四节。
但保罗
呢，另外就是说，他有一个特点，就是说，我们读圣经就知道，我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵，只要行往我的路程，成就我从主耶稣基督所领受的知识，证明圣恩惠的福音，这是他的志向。
So, this is what Paul. His calling is. So here he says, however, I consider my life worth nothing to me, if only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
其实那时候呢，就是他们在那面的人大概是知道东面呢，是一个非常神秘的地方，东面好多东西都非常的复杂啊，非常的艰苦。他们知道，但是呢，东面对他们是非常神秘，也是他也知道是比较凶险。
So, to them, they knew that the east side is probably more dangerous and it's more like a mystery to them, and they knew that the journey would be hard.
那事实上，大家知道，就是说，这个东边。东面的世界呢，对当时的这个中东人和西方人来讲呢，是非常的神秘，也非常的危险。亚历山大大帝呢，就是最后一仗就是在印度，印度就打不下去了，他最后就从印度开始，他就走向败落了。
So the east side was a mystery to them, and it is also known as very dangerous to them. So, for example, Alexander the Great, when he tried to conquer places, he lost his battle in India. So that's where his empire falls.
那所以保罗呢，并不是因为害怕，是正因为有这些话呢，他知道他要把福音要传向地极，这是他的呼召。
So for Paul, it was his calling. He was not afraid, but it was his calling to go to these places to spread the gospel.
所以从他这个传福音的动机来讲呢，这是非常的充正的。从他的心智来讲呢，是非常的坚定的。从他爱主的心来讲呢，是非常的纯洁的。
So from his motive, how he loves the Lord. So from his motive is pure. And what he wanted to do is also justified.
但是弟兄姐妹，他的思想并不是神的思想。 生的意念高过我们的意念，生的道路高过我们的道路。
But brothers and sisters, his thoughts were not the thoughts of our Lord, because his thought is at his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
那事实上，他如果是按照他的想法往东走呢，可能是一个极大的一个失败，极大的一个 disaster， 他也活不长。
So indeed, if he determined to go to the east, by his own wills, it might end up in a great disaster. He might lose his life.
当然，我现在不知道，只有神知道。这是我从他，从他这个当时的这一个圣经里面写的，还有当时的地理环境来看的话，应该是这样。
So I don't know. I'm just trying to guess. So from the geographic matters, or my understanding is that he might end up in a disaster if he tried to go to the east.
那向西走呢？向西走的结果和当时的这个地理环境、人文环境呢？你就发现神是非常非常有智慧，是要让保罗呢完成他的使命，进入他的命定，而且他自己呢，要他的生命要活出最精彩的一面。
So instead of going to east, by going to the west, it was lost great wisdom, whether it's from a culture, background or a geographic. If you look at geography, you will know that the Lord is very wise for the Lord to lead him into the west instead, so that Paul can have a very, exciting life for the Lord.
那今天呢，就是说我们在正好读经读到这个《使徒行传》22章的时候呢，发现第一个就是为什么向西走对他很重要呢？他有罗马公民的身份，这个身份呢一直保护着他。
So right now we are also on Book of Acts according to our Bible's learning schedules. So we know that when he traveled to the west, Paul, being a Roman citizen, his citizenship actually protected him while he's preaching in the West.
我们可以读读这一段圣经，就知道当时这个身份对他来说多么的重要，起着多么大的保护的作用，让他一直可以不断的在罗马世界、希腊世界可以来传福音。
So we're gonna read a scripture to see. Why his citizenship actually protected him while he's preaching among the Greek and the Romans.
那我们看看这个22章从26节来看看。
So, chapter 22, Acts chapter 22 from verse 26.
那当时呢，就是保罗呢在耶路撒冷的时候呢，被犹太人就绑起来了，交给了官，啊，就是说他是就是坏人吧，保罗是坏人，把他抓起来。
So while he was in Jerusalem, so there was a riot. So people were trying to get to him. So because they thought that he wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. So anyway.
那我们从25节看看，就是他这个罗马的身份呢是多么的重要。那罗马的身份呢，保护他走向罗马的中心，就是。当时的这个现在的罗马，从这个经过这个希腊那边再走向罗马。
So his citizenship, how his citizenship protected him, while he's in Rome. So yeah. So
那我们看看，就是说当时把他抓起来呢，25节讲，刚用皮条捆上，保罗对旁边站着的百夫长说：“人是罗马人，有没有定罪？你们就鞭打他，有这个列吗？”白副长听见这话，就去见前副长，告诉他说：“你要做什么？这人是罗马人。”前副长就来问保罗说：“你告诉我，你是罗马人吗？”保罗说：“是。”前副长说：“我用许多的银子才入了罗马的名籍。”保罗说：“我生来就是。”于是那些要拷问保罗的人就离开他去了。前副长既知道他是罗马人，又因为捆绑了他，也害怕了。
So at Book of Acts 22:25, as they stretched him out to flog him, Paul said to the centurion standing there, "Is it legal for you to flog a Roman citizen who hasn't even been found guilty?" When the centurion heard this, he went to the commander and reported it. What are you going to do? He asked. This man is a Roman citizen. The commander went to Paul and asked, tell me, are you a Roman citizen? Yes, I am, he answered. Then the commander said, I had to pay a big price for my citizenship, but I was born a citizen, Paul replied.
29节,
those who were about to question him withdrew immediately. The commander himself was alarmed when he realized that he had put Paul, a Roman citizen, in chains.
那这里就看到呢, 从这个经文里面看到, 就是他的罗马公民的身份, 对他非常非常的有利, 别人不敢随便来动他。
So it was here you will see that it was a great advantage for his Roman citizenship, so that people was not able to harm him.
当时罗马帝国在这个政治上面呢, 是非常的先进, 他们已经开始这个走这个共和民主的这种路线, 就是公民有投票权。
So, Romans, they were very advanced politically. They were, even back then, they were having a system of like voting system for people to vote.
所以就说这个罗马的公民的身份呢, 就保护着他, 神就用这个身份呢, 让他到哪里, 人虽然会逼迫他, 但是他们并不能杀害他。
The Lord was using him because he had this Roman citizenship to protect him. So even though people were trying to harm him, but he was protected from all of these people because of his citizenship.
如果他往东走的话呢, 进入什么阿塞拜疆, 进入这个今天的亚美尼亚, 进入伊朗伊拉克, 再进入印度, 那你想想, 听这几个名字, 你就知道他活不长。
If he went to the east instead, he will enter into Iraq, he will enter into Aramia, and enter into India. So from all these places, you will see that he won't live for long, too long.
事实上当时的罗马帝国的边境呢就是在这个比推尼那个地方，在往东走就出了罗马帝国的边境。
So indeed, the boundary, the border between the Romans and the eastern side is Bithynia. So after that, he will leave the Roman boundaries.
那往西呢, 就是罗马帝国的世界。
So to the west, it will be the Romans.
所以他这个身份, 往西走呢, 到哪里都保护着他。
So, because his citizenship, so I mean, anywhere that when he goes to the west, his citizenship will be there to protect him.
第二个，我要讲这个信息走的另一个神的智慧，就是说是语言文化环境。
So, second thing I want to point out that it's also about the language, the culture, or if he goes to the west.
因为在罗马帝国的前面呢是希腊帝国。 那希腊帝国呢，亚历山大开始呢，就他有一个文化征服的一种观念，就是他要把他的文化要带到全世界去。So
before the Romans were the Greeks, so Alexander the Great, he wanted to brought his cultures to civilizations to the other places.
所以等到那个在这个耶稣的时代，保罗的时代呢。 虽然已经是罗马帝国，但是呢，在中东那个地方就是希腊语呢，语言呢还是很流行，一直在特别是在上层人士中间都懂希腊文。So
even though during this time, it was already the empire of Rome instead of Greek, but still Greek was a language that speaks by a lot of people.
还有一个很重要的因素呢是。 当时在世界各地的犹太人的会堂里面呢，就是所读的旧约圣经呢是希腊文的圣经，是这个叫做七十四译本，就是七十个犹太人呢，犹太的拉比呢，当时在希腊帝国的时候呢，他们就把希伯来文的圣经呢翻译成了希腊文的圣经。 所以呢，各个会堂里面读的其实都是希腊文的圣经。
And also in those synagogues where scripture was being read, all those scriptures were translated from Aramaic, I mean, or the Greek, the Greek, sorry, the what? The Jews to, yeah, to Greeks. So, so
Hebrew
those, from the Hebrew to the Greek. So everything was written and read in Greek.
所以保罗呢，对希腊文是非常的熟悉的。他要进往东走的话，他要学什么印度语呀、阿拉伯语，可能对他来说很难。
So Paul, he knows the language, so it was easier for him to preach into those places. Instead, if he goes to the east, he may have to relearn a language in Arabic or in, I don't know, in Indians.
虽然他的心智啊，就是为主取死也没有问题啊，头可断，血可流。没有问题
even
没有效果。
So even though he was ambitious, he was willing to sacrifice his life for the Lord, but if he go to the West, it wouldn't be as productive. Yeah, if he goes to the East, he wouldn't be as productive as it is now.
你知道今天就说这个希腊文的圣经里面保罗写的希腊文那是非常的流畅。啊，就是说，就像那个毛泽东写这个四海方等涌水怒一样，他的希腊文是非常非常的流畅的。
So if you read his letters today in Greek, you will know that his Greek was so smooth. The literature that he wrote was so smooth. It's just like Chairman Mao writing his literature in Chinese.
那所以这个时候呢，就是希腊文啊，特别在这个罗马世界的上层人中间呢，还是要学希腊文。当时拉丁文已经开始很普遍，但是呢，这个有知识的人或有身份的人呢，还是要读希腊文。
So even though Latin was quite common in those times, still the upper class will still read and write in Greek.
而且拉丁文和希腊文呢有很多相像的地方，就是说后来圣经翻译成拉丁文呢，从希腊文翻译过去要容易得多。
So also, Greek and Latin has a lot of things in common. So after the scripture was being translated from Greek to Latin, it was much easier.
我讲这些不知道你有没有兴趣，但是你想想，你如果在当时的环境里面，那个语言对你来说是多么的重要。今天我们好多人在温哥华。在国内都是博士什么到这里来的大工到大同华只能去剁肉对不对为什么就是语言的问题。
So I don't know if you are interested in hearing this, but can you imagine how important it is to understand a language? Just imagine that a lot of people have very higher degrees and educations in China, and when they came to Canada, they don't speak much English. They have to end up in like labor jobs.Like, you know, like chopping up meat in TNT.
所以你仔细的想想就是说当时神是多么的智慧也是多么的爱保罗也多么的爱世界上的人因为他要知道这个要这个保罗这样一个有文化的人有爱主的人他怎么样来把这个福音来传向欧亚大陆。
So you have to see that it was so wise for the Lord because he loved Paul so much. That's why he sent Paul to the West instead.
那保罗是很爱主，但是呢，他有他的想法，要往东走，为主去牺牲吧。牺牲是容易的，活着是不容易的。
So Paul loves the Lord. He was willing to sacrifice for the Lord by going to the East, but sacrificing oneself.It is easy. It's harder to live for the Lord.
那所以当时的这个语言文化环境呢，就说就说决定了，就说当这个传向西方的时候呢，尤其他第一个进入的是希腊世界，他如鱼得水。
So he entered into the West, into the Greeks, into the Romans. So it was so easy for him, as if he was catching, as if he is like fish in the water.
那当时我们讲到呢，就是有个马其顿的一个异象，说马其顿人在异象里面在喊他到马其顿来。马其顿是什么地方？
So here it says in the vision that Paul sees a man in from Macedonia. So where actually is Macedonia?
你如果看这个亚历山大大帝的这个传记啊，或者电影的时候呢，就会提到马其顿，马其顿，马其顿，那就是亚历山大的家乡。
So if you read anything about Alexander the Great, you will know that Macedonia is a place is Alexander's hometown.
那就是希腊文化的发源地。
So it is a place of origin for the Greeks.
那所以呢，就是进入马其顿呢，就是这个保罗呢，就是如鱼得水。
So when he entered into Macedonia.Paul was just like fish in the water.
而且你发现呢，不仅仅希腊文呢是保罗掌握了，包括司徒彼得这些渔夫，他们也会写希腊文。所以我们的新约圣经是用希腊文写的啊，彼得前书、后书啊，包括这个四福音书都是希腊文写的。
So not only Paul, but also other disciples like Peter's.And the four gospels is First Peter, Second Peter is all written in Greek.
就是所有的希腊文都是希腊文写的，所有的这个新约都是希腊文写的，每一个章节、每一卷书都是希腊文写的。
So every text, every chapter in the New Testament was written in Greek.
那你想想，如果今天我们的希腊文啊。一个人是用印度话写的，一个人用中文写的，一个用英文写的，一个法文写的，不要装在一起。那肯定想想传福音的人多么的困难了、啊，今天传到我们多么困难，是不是？翻译的人多么辛苦。但是呢，因为新约全是希腊嘛，所以后来翻译的人呢，就只学一种语言就可以了，就翻译了。
So just imagine if the scriptures, the New Testament was written in different languages, in Chinese, in Arabics, in different languages instead of just Greek, how hard it would be for the gospel to be spread out, and how hard it would be for the translation work.
那当然这个也就都包括第三点呢，就是当时的这个政治环境啊，这些。经济的环境呢，那个欧洲啊，就是罗马帝国呢，已经相当相当的发达，再加上交通的方便，它经过这个从这个 Troas 进入这个 Macedonia， 就是过了爱琴海峡以后呢，那个水路陆路都非常的发达。
So not only language wise, but also culture wise, and also
transportation.
So the Romans has very good transportations. So they have the waterways and the railways. The transportation was so much better than the East.
你想想，他如果往东走会是怎么样？就是经过伊拉克、印度。你想想，你听起这个名字你就知道，那是非常艰辛的一件事情。
Imagine that he went to the East instead, so he has to go to.Iraq, places like Iraq, India, you can imagine how hard it is just to go there.
那神的智慧就是借着这个传到希腊罗马的这个世界以后呢，很快后来就是欧洲的这个工业革命啊，这样就传福音传得非常的快。
So it was very God's wisdom that the gospel was spread to the Roman, I mean the Greek first, the Romans in the East, and then after that to the European world.
那这就是神的智慧，就是说让保罗呢真正的进入他的命定，所以保罗被称为搅动天下的人。圣经上说他是搅动天下，他整个改变了世界，你知道吧？欧洲的文化当时一改变就改变了世界。
So it was God's wisdom to call Paul into the Western world. So he was the one making a big impact, in the history. So he totally changed the history of the world.
那事实上，你说如果当时有人去难道往东方传就不可以吗？是可以的，但是呢，你要知道，就是说。当时整个的一个环境来讲呢，信息传是最有效果的。
So you may ask, So isn't that possible to go to the east instead? But yes, it is possible. But if you look at now, you will see that it will be much effective if it was done in the west instead.
那大家可能听说过中国唐朝的经教，风景的经，经教。经教呢，就是在唐朝是公元600年到900年，就是说这个时候呢，就有经教，就是基督教呢传到了中国。
So, some of us may heard about 经教 in the Tang Dynasty between 600 and 900 BC. So this religion is actually the Christianity.
Yeah,
是基督教吗？
Yeah, yeah. 但是呢，现在这个当时有一个叫做古波斯人的一个传教士呢，叫做阿罗本。对，应该叫阿罗本呢，他就去找到这个进到中国以后呢，找到唐太宗李世民，李世民呢非常的开明，给他说你可以传教，他就开始传了。
So this preacher in the history recorded this preacher, he entered into China and met the emperor of the first emperor of the Tang Dynasty. So the emperor was very gracious and told him that, oh yeah, you can actually go and tell people about your religion.
那后来呢，就是在那个应该是在西安的碑林里面有一块非常重要的碑呢，就是讲到这个经教的碑，那个碑文非常清楚的记载，就是他的三位，讲这个三位一体的神。
So in the province of Xi'an, people found some kind of monument in records of this saying something about Trinity. So this monument was being found.
而且当时这个阿罗本的中文呢非常的好，就是说他而且对儒释道三家的东西呢也非常的了解，他用儒释道试图来解释这个圣经呢，解释这个三位一体的真神，让中国人去明白，就是这个碑里面就记载这些东西。
So, in the monument, you recorded that this person, he has very good understanding of Chinese and also understanding of the Confucius teachings. So he knows about the culture of the Chinese, and he was able to use all the wisdom that he had and trying to tell the Chinese about the gospel.
但是有没有传开呢？没有传开，只留下一块碑。
So was the gospel being spread out completely to the rest of the people? No, it was not. All it was left was this monument.
那不能说他做的是没有功效，但是呢，但是就是这样，只留下一块碑。那一直到了清朝末年，福音再次的传到了。
So, we are not saying that it was not important of what he did, but I'm just saying that it wasn't as effective. So all was left was just a piece of monument until the Qing Dynasty when the missionary came again.
那今天我讲的主要的一个观点呢，从圣经里面看到，就是说我们爱主，我们爱人，我们有我们自己的想法都很好，但是呢，神有神的想法，但是如果我们去聆听神的想法呢，命运将会彻底的改变。
So what my message today is that we love people and we love God, but we have our own minds. But if we choose to follow the mind of our Lord, because he has his own thoughts, his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. If we follow his thoughts, it will change the destiny of our lives.
现在因为我们的文化呢，我们的知识非常发达，我们有一种倾向，就是包括我们学圣经，最后都是我们对圣经的理解带领我们走，但是呢，我们要让圣灵来带领我们走，就像这个地方保罗一样，他对圣经有他的理解， 他对呼召有自己的理解，但是呢，圣灵有圣灵的对世界的一个理解。
So we have our own, we thought, a lot of times we thought we are very wise when we try to understand the Bible and try to do our ways. And same as Paul, he loved the Lord and he's very thorough with his, scriptures and he knows his callings. But we have to choose to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit and how he leads us.
今天的世界上面，我们中间有每一个人有我们自己的呼召，有人呼召就是要来传福音，有的人呼召来牧养教会，有的人呼召你是做生意，有的人呼召在这个岗位那个岗位，你肯定有你的训练，有你的知识，但是呢在做具体的事情的时候呢，你要知道这些都要学习去顺服在圣灵之下。
So today, you will have your own individual calling. Some people are called to, tell people about the gospel. Some people are called, shepherd a church. Some people are called in their workplaces. You all have your own callings. You have your own trainings and you've been called to do different things. But no matter what, you have to submit to, the Holy Spirit.
那如果是这个事情是神所命定的，神所要我们去做的呢，他会立定。
So if something is determined by the Lord and he will lead us to do it,
it's going to be established.
It's going to be established, sorry.
但是如果我们按照我们对神的理解，我们自己对圣经的理解，虽然很好，但是呢环境一变迁，好多东西一变迁，可能就会毁掉了。
So, if we follow our own thoughts, even if the motive is good, but things will be shaken up if environment change or any other things changes.
那今天保罗，今天我们讲到这个马其顿的呼声，当保罗能够顺服在这样一个意象之下的时候，虽然他不明白。但是他立刻转向，转了他转向是180度的转弯。但是呢，整个世界受到了祝福。
So the vision of the Macedonia, so even though Paul didn't understand why, but he changed his direction, 180 degree change. So he totally changed his direction, and it finally impacted the history of the world.
那所以我们呢要来听圣灵的声音。
That's why we have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit.
那神若允许的话，在以后的日子里面，我们要来，从圣经的角度来，也要来讲讲，就是说，怎么样来分辨，是不是会出偏，怎么样来训练。但是我们祷告这个，不管是疫情期间，疫情过去呢，我们有机会来训练，来操练。
So if God allows, we will continue to talk about how to discern whether the voice is coming from the Lord or from other places. So we will train ourselves to discern and to continue to listen and follow the voice.
那大家在这一方面，现在如果神在带领你，你可以参加星期六早上的祷告会，7:30到9:00。我们有些人继续在持续，那个地方在祷告会里面过去参加过的人，在这方面都非常的强。
So if you are interested, you can join us on our Saturday morning prayers. So from 6:30 to 9:00. So we will have
7:30.
Oh, 7:30. Okay, 7:30 to 9:00 in the morning. So it's the Saturday morning prayer session. So people who attended these meetings was trained in how to hearing the voice of the Lord.
我们曾经的祷告会在5:00，现在是7:30，所以给大家一个半小时睡觉。
We used to have a prayer meeting at 5:00, but now it's 7:30, so you get extra hours of sleep.
感谢主。我就讲到这里，我们做个祷告呢，让两个弟兄姐妹做见证。
So praise the Lord, I will end here and I will pray, and after that we'll invite our brother and sister to share.
圣纳师的，我们谢谢你的话语，今天留在圣经里面，是要来让我们来学习。
Lord, we thank you for the words that are left in the scripture for us to learn today.
不管我们的动机多么的好，不管我们多么的爱主，不管我们对神的话语多么的明白，但是我们再次的说，你的意念高过我们的意念。
So even though that we love you and we know the scriptures and how we wanted to serve you, but still your ways are higher than our ways.
你的爱也大过我们的爱。
And also your love is greater than our love.
你的智慧远远高过我们的智慧。
Your wisdom is higher than our wisdom.
整个世界的历史都在你的手上。
And the history of the world is in your hands.
整个的全地的一切都在你的掌管之中。
So、everywhere in this earth is under your control.
主啊，是的，我们再次的说，通过你的话语，我们学习来完全顺服在圣灵的带领之下。
On the scripture, once again, we say we want to submit under the Holy Spirit.
主啊，不管我们多么的聪明，多么的有智慧，我们再次说，我们要顺服圣灵的带领。
Even though that, no matter like how wise we are, but still we want to submit under your callings.
主啊，在这个过程里面，你会给我们恩典，越来越明白你的声音。你说过，你的羊认得你的声音，也会跟随你。
So you said that your sheep will listen to your voice. So on this process, give us the grace so that we can continue to learn and follow your voice.
你知道我们的软弱，就像知道保罗的软弱一样。
You know our weaknesses, just like you know Paul's weakness.
但是这些软弱对你都不是一个问题。
But this is nothing, because our weaknesses is nothing.
因为你的爱，你的能力必然会来引领我们向前。
Because your love will guide us forward.
在这个末世的时候，我们多么需要你的引领。
So in the end times, we need you, we desperately need you to lead us.
我们以后的世界所面临的这种不确定性，比保罗的时代不知道要大几千倍。
The instabilities of our futures are so much greater than what Paul has faced in the past.
我们多么需要你的引领。
How desperate that we need you to lead us.
主啊，你来祝福我们的弟兄姐妹，不管是做牧养的、传福音的、做投资的、在职场上做工作的，每一个人都需要你的引领。
Every one of us needs you to guide us, no matter where our position is, whether we are preach, we are evangelists, whether we are the investors, whether we are the preachers. Lord, we need you to guide us.
是你怎么样保护了保罗，改变他的命运，你让他进入他丰满的命定，你怎么样也会带领我们，改变我们的命运，让我们进入丰满的命定。
How you change Paul's direction and help him enter into his destinies. Also do the same in us so that we can enter into our abundance, into your calling.
主啊，你也是看到你爱保罗，真的爱他，能够保护他，一路上都在保护他。
Well, we see that you love Paul, how you protected him on his goings and comings.
虽然他想为你去死，但是你要让他活得精彩。
Even though he was willing to sacrifice his life for you, but you kept him alive.
我们中间很多人也许也是想为你去献身，但是你要让我们活得精彩。
Even though some of us may willing to sacrifice our lives for you, but you want us to be alive and alive in abundance for you.
所以请你训练我们聆听你的声音。
Please train us so that we can hear your voice.
以耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.